KMJ News Time is 7:50. Let's welcome in our regular Monday morning visitor. That is Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Gabe, good morning. All right. I don't know if you drive a Tesla. I don't. But we're going to see more of them in North Fresno.
Yeah. Tesla seems to be making some moves with shortage and signage on a building saying that the electric car company with the famous CEO is going to be taking over a pair of luxury dealership locations in Northwest Fresno. Talking about Palmden Drive, southeast corner of Palm and Herndon Avenues, there's a Tesla sign up on the former Infiniti dealership location, which actually Infiniti relocated back in May when it was purchased by the Finnegan Group. And next door to that dealership is the current Lexus dealership, which we previously reported was actually going to be relocating a few blocks north along Palm in a former call center location. It's going to be, you know, this is all in Fresno's sort of luxury row. You know, we have a Mercedes, we have BMW, we have Acura dealerships in that area, you know, perfect fit for Tesla. Tesla currently has a service center in Fresno. It's kind of east of the airport. It's also a place where people can pick up their vehicles that they purchased. That center will remain, but other functions will move to these two former dealership locations is what we're hearing. We don't have too many more details. We don't know when Lexus plans to move out nor when Tesla plans to move in. We had to be very careful not to say that this will be a Tesla dealership because Tesla doesn't actually have franchise dealerships. They sell directly to consumers, so this might function as more of a showroom. Potential buyers can come learn about their vehicles, maybe take a test drive or get service, but you're still going to have to buy your Tesla online. We'll keep you updated when we find more. Pretty exciting development, I think.
Did I see a sign up there on Palmdale that said the?
Yeah.
I said the Gabe Dillard showroom coming soon.
I thought I saw. Starting my own car company.
That's what I thought. We're talking with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. All right. So, what does a TikToker with 12 million followers and sushi have in common with downtown Fresno?
Yeah, you know, this is a pretty exciting situation where the new owner of this small sushi spot downtown, it's not so small anymore because it's expanded. They have a new bar and a larger dining area. Honor Roll Sushi, it's called Honor Roll Sushi Mexican Japanese Bar, had their soft opening Thursday. This is under the new ownership of Itati Lopez, who's an influencer with more than 12 million followers on TikTok and more than 2 million on Instagram. Lopez is a Bakersfield native. She's in the past shared posts about her daily life and seems to have shifted a little bit more into a business direction with a line of cosmetics and more. So a grand opening is planned for this Thursday. Customers can see this more modernized look for this restaurant. They have TV for sports fans, a nice bar, some of that Mexican-style sushi that's grown more popular these days. They have a new logo. You know, Honor Roll was closed for more than a month, and the staff is pretty excited about reopening, and they're also hiring for more staff. Honor Roll is located next to the popular Mezcal Lounge, and owner Ricardo Flores actually opened Honor Roll back in 2018 to replace the taqueria that he had there. Geared towards weekend club owners, as well as, you know, lunch workers during the week. So we're also hoping to learn a little bit more about Itati Lopez's restaurant plans. And, you know, so stay tuned for that. But, you know, pretty exciting. This is right across the street from my office. So
I was asked not that long ago, CG, how would you like to be an influencer? I said, I am an influencer. My two daughters isn't, but that's kind of iffy and they don't really pay attention. So it's.
No, you got a lot of followers.
You're one of them, thankfully.
Yeah.
Gabe's like, yeah, don't say that too loudly. All right. Gabe Dillard, he joins us every Monday at about 7:50. He's from the Business Journal. Always a fun conversation. Gabe, thanks, my friend. Have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you next week.
You too.